This is Cashflow Ninja. I'm MC Lobster. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Cashflow Ninja. Everything Cashflow Ninja is at cashflowninja.com. That's cashflowninja.com. In this episode, I just want to share my insights and thoughts and idea of one of the greatest opportunities of our lifetime for business owners and investors right now. To share that great opportunity, the best opportunity of our lifetime for business owners and investors, I want to go back in history and I want to go all the way back to the beginning of the 1800s to Europe. And I want to talk a little bit about the Battle of Waterloo, in which Napoleon Bonaparte squared off against an allied force led by the Duke of Wellington. This battle was incredibly important if you look back in history. And I'm going to share this story of this battle and why it's so important to this opportunity that's available right now for business owners and investors. On Sunday, the 18th of June, 1815, Napoleon Bonaparte and the Duke of Wellington squared off in Waterloo, which was part of the United Kingdom of the Netherlands at that time, and today it's part of Belgium. Napoleon Bonaparte was one of the best military strategists that have ever lived. His military strategies is still studied today by students in military academies all over the world, alongside the military strategies of Alexander the Great. Napoleon was at war with Europe, and he met an army of allies led by the Duke of Wellington at Waterloo. The French army was facing an allied force that consisted out of the United Kingdom, Prussia, Netherlands, Hanover, Nassau, and Brunswick. This battle would end up being one of the most important battles in modern history, and it changed the course of history. I don't think a lot of people realize this. 4 days after Napoleon was defeated at Waterloo, he abdicated his throne and he was no longer the Emperor of France. This ended the first French Empire. Decades of peace followed in a time period known as Pax Britannica. Great Britain solidified their position after the battle as the global superpower. France was replaced as a global superpower. And this is essentially the quick version, right? The Cliff Notes version, as folks would call it. But there's a lot that people are not aware of when it comes to the Battle of Waterloo and how important that battle was. What's very, very interesting about the Battle of Waterloo is that not only was this battle to determine the global world order and whether Great Britain or France would be the global superpower, they had been at war for a while. It would also be the battle that would determine which country would be the leader in the global monetary system. Does that sound familiar to you right now? If we reflect of what's going out in the what's going on in the world currently, after the Battle of Waterloo, the world's gold was vaulted in the city of London, and international trade deficits were settled by moving gold from one vault to another in the city of London. One of the stories that not many people are aware of is how the Battle of Waterloo enriched the Rothschild family and how the Rothschild family took over the British economy. Now, just a side note, the Rothschilds were the financiers of the wars for Great Britain. France, on the other hand, Napoleon did not want to get involved with the bankers, and he actually sold off some of their colonies all across the world. I mean, look at the what happened here in the United States. Napoleon sold Louisiana through the Louisiana Purchase to fund the war with England. He wanted to stay away from these bankers and not be enslaved by them. On the other end, the United Kingdom, Great Britain, was already enslaved by the bankers because they were financing. They were the people putting up the funds to go and fight these wars that England or Great Britain or the United Kingdom was a part of all over the world at that stage. So that's a very, very interesting piece of information to be aware of. Now, the Rothschild family had a vast intelligent network across Europe and also a network of gold smugglers that would move gold around the continent of Europe. And the Rothschild family also had a courier service and connections and contacts in every area of society, including the military, which they were the party that were lending money to Great Britain, and essentially funding their military. So they had a lot of connections to people in the military. The Rothschild family also helped finance, as I mentioned, the British Army, but also Spain. And eventually, there was some loans to other countries like Germany. And at that stage, that would include Brunswick and also Prussia. Now, the news of Napoleon's impending defeat reached, of course, the Rothschild family first through this established intelligence and courier network. So they knew first that Napoleon was on the brink of defeat before anyone else, because they've got this entire intelligence apparatus at that stage set up where they would get access to information first and have the real information, whether as opposed to other people that were just purely speculating at that time. Nathan Rothschild heard about Napoleon's defeat 24 hours before anyone else. And at that stage, England's bond market was very fragile prior to the Battle of Waterloo, since so much money was borrowed to defeat Napoleon. Nathan Rothschild went into the London Stock Exchange that morning, and he started to sell off all of his bond positions. It started a panic and a sell-off in the bond market as institutions and investors saw the moves that Nathan Rothschild was making, and just saw how the market was panicking. And everyone thought that, wow, well, they have to have information. And they thought that, well, Nathan Rothschild probably has information that Napoleon just defeated Wellington and the Allies at Waterloo. Because otherwise, why would he be selling off and just dumping everything? So the market was full of fear, panic, hysteria, and just panicking. So after the sell-off, Nathan Rothschild then re-entered the bond market and bought the dominant holding of England's entire debt, but at a fraction of its value. A fraction. When the news of Wellington's success at Waterloo reached England, the market realized what had happened, but it was too late. And the Rothschild family took over basically the British economy by taking over the majority of the debt market. The Rothschilds had increased their fortune when they sold off the bonds 2 years later, and they were up 40% on those positions. So they made an absolute killing during the Battle of Waterloo. Here's a quote from a book, The Ascent of Money, Niall Ferguson. Between 1818 and 1852, the combined capital of the five Rothschild houses rose from £1.8 million to £9.5 million. Very, very interesting stuff. Now, what's the lesson here? Why am I sharing this story about the Battle of Waterloo? And how does this relate to the biggest opportunity available for business owners and investors right now? The lesson is that we can learn from how the Rothschilds made a fortune during the Battle of Waterloo is that they leveraged a massive, massive information gap. The Rothschild family had information that the market did not have. They had real, actual information of what is happening, boots on the ground information. So they knew that Napoleon was basically, like it was over. He was going to be defeated. And they had that information where everyone else was in the dark. They didn't know. Zero information in the dark. And then basing their assumptions on the actions that Nathan Rothschild took, they had a completely different idea of what was actually happening. So while most of the world and The people in Great Britain thought Napoleon was in the process of winning the Battle of Waterloo. The Rothschild family knew already that Napoleon had lost, and they could take advantage of this massive information gap. They had access to information which the rest of the world did not, and they used that information to make a fortune. Right now, as I am recording this, I have never seen such an information gap. I mean, we are operating right now in a world where, I mean, this is an information gap, I think, unlike anyone has ever seen in their life, or could have imagined they would have ever seen in their lifetime. Now, I've used the phrase and the term asymmetric information. What is asymmetric information? Which could lead to asymmetric opportunities. Asymmetric information, also known as information failure, occurs when one party to an economic transaction possesses greater material knowledge than the other party. And this is where we're at currently. The media sources and the information sources that most of the people on this planet use to gather data and information, and they think that they're gaining knowledge by consuming these media and information sources, is so fake, so full of propaganda. I mean, it is embarrassing. It is absolutely embarrassing. It's so crazy that, I mean, try to sign up for a service these days, like go to a doctor's office, and you'll have more than two choices when you have to fill out what gender you are. That's how much misinformation is out there. There's so much propaganda and misinformation out there. Most of the world right now, most of the data and information that people are consuming is not even based on reality. It is based on ideology. That's it. And this has resulted in people living in different realities. Because of the misinformation and the propaganda and the ideology, which is now all over the marketplace. I mean, there is not a country, not an economy, and not a marketplace that is full of misinformation, that is full of propaganda, and that is full of ideology. Because of that, all assets are mispriced, completely mispriced. And if you understand what's going on and you operate in reality, you know what's going on. You know where things are. You know where things are going. You can position yourself, your family, your community, your business, and your investments to make an absolute fortune leveraging this information gap, this asymmetric information gap, and capitalize on incredible asymmetric opportunities. As a friend and mentor of mine and a previous guest on the show, Doug Casey, always says that, you know, sooner or later, the world catches up with reality. And if you position yourself and your family and your community and business and investments in the right place, you're going to be the main beneficiary of this. So that's why I created Cashflow Nirvana, which is my mastermind, my inner circle. And I soft launched this and rolled this out in January. And I have to say, I was incredibly, incredibly blessed with the caliber of people that have signed up. We have an incredible group right now, and we're gaining more members every single week. And these are business owners and investors that's trying to figure out what is going on and where things are going and brainstorm how to position themselves, their families, their communities, their businesses, and their investments to be in the right position when the world finally catches up with reality. So my vision for Cashflow Nirvana was to build this hive mind, this intelligence network of business owners and investors that realizes what is actually happening and has not bought into any of this misinformation and propaganda and ideology. They operate in reality, so they know what's going on, and we can share information amongst ourselves and within our mastermind, and we can brainstorm then also, you know, how to capitalize on a lot of the distortions in the marketplace and the misallocation of capital as a result of these distortions in the marketplace, because there's incredible, incredible opportunities. So right now, there is a ton of dangers to and challenges to business owners and investors. I mean, we could do hours and hours of shows on dangers, and they're real. They're very, very real. And most people are not even aware of these at all. So what we do inside of Cash Nirvana too is we recognize all of these dangers and challenges. We see what they are and we monitor them. We keep monitoring them, but we don't get consumed by them and get sucked in by them. Our focus is actually to figure out how can we turn those dangers and challenges to business owners and investors into life-changing opportunities. Because that's what business owners and investors do. They solve problems to the marketplace. They solve problems. They get desirable outcomes for market participants, and they do that through solving problems. Now, there are a ton of problems that these dangers and challenges to business owners and investors create. So the opportunities lies in solving them, and there's going to be life-changing opportunities because of that. And we have frameworks which we use to identify the dangers and the challenges that's out there and to monitor them. And we have frameworks of how to take all of those dangers and challenges and turn them into massive life-changing opportunities. And then we have frameworks figuring out our skill set, our capabilities, or the skill set and capabilities of people in our network and how we can collaborate to then capitalize on these life-changing opportunities. So the focus here is on solutions. It's a very solution orientated group, because remember, what you focus on grows. So if we just focus on the dangers and the challenges and the problems and we're just doomy and gloomy, I mean, oh my goodness, this will never ever stop. But if we focus on the opportunities that this provides and we figure out in solutions and come up with and share ideas, well, the more and more we focus on that, the more ideas we're going to bring to the table and the more opportunities are going to become evident for us to pursue. So, you know, 2023, I came into the mindset that I want to be solutions focused and focus on solutions. We all know now what's going on. We know what comes next. How do we solve all of the challenges? How do we protect ourselves, our families, our community, our businesses, and our investments? And then after we've protected it all, how do we then build and grow and multiply it? So that's kind of the focus in it. So I want to give you a quick update too of what's been going on in that group. There's so many incredible things that has been going on. So I'll give you a quick update of what's been going on inside of the Mastermind since we launched it in January. So the first thing is Mastermind members get newsletters every month. And they get a digital and an audio version of that newsletter. There's some Mastermind members that like to read the digital version, and a lot of them are also very, very busy and active and on the go, so they prefer just to listen to the newsletter while they're walking, working out, traveling, and or working from their office. So we made it very, very easy to consume. The two newsletters that we've launched, the first one was called The Shakeout. And in The Shakeout, I shared with our Mastermind members, which are business owners and investors, of exactly what the World Economic Forum's plan is and how they're going to try and shake you, the business owner and the investor, out of your assets. And I shared then strategies that you can use to not get shaken out of your assets like everyone else, and some of the stuff that I'm personally implementing and executing. So that's The Shakeout. And I got great feedback from Mastermind members on that issue. In February, I published the second digital and audio newsletter, and that was titled Artificial Intelligence Rollout. I shared everything that business owners and investors need to know about artificial intelligence. And I also shared my mindset and approach to it. You're either going to figure out a way to incorporate this in your business and supercharge your business, or you're going to get wiped out. There's really no middle ground there. You're either going to incorporate in your business and supercharge your business, or you're going to get wiped out. And I also shared how I am incorporating artificial intelligence into my business currently and the tools that I'm using. And I shared a bunch of AI tools, which I've researched and explored, that they can research and explore as well. So that was the February newsletter that was published in a digital and an audio version. In March, I am going to continue updating Mastermind members on artificial intelligence and share how they can leverage and invest in artificial intelligence. It's one of the biggest trends right now. If you're not paying attention to this as a business owner and investor, you're going to get wiped out. I don't know how to say that any other way. That's part of the information gap, right? While people are looking at the sky and focusing on balloons and UFOs, AI is being rolled out on the ground. And, even the World Economic Forum is predicting that 85 million jobs are gone by 2025. So that's what's happening. That's what you should be paying attention to. So that's what we covered in our newsletters. I also shared a bonus report. I published an email series, My Five Forecasts for 2023 to 2025, in the beginning of January. Some of those forecasts are already becoming reality at the time of recording. I added more to it and published, put it all together and added more content and more insight and ideas on my best thinking to that report. That's a bonus report that is available for our Mastermind members. Then we have Zoom calls. We have three live Zoom calls every single month. We have two calls in which we present a topic to Mastermind members. And then there's a third call, which is a happy hour call. On this happy hour call, Mastermind members jump on. They can ask questions. They can share ideas. And it's just great. I've really, really enjoyed the happy hour calls. Here are some of the topics that have been presented on these Zoom calls. So in January, I did a presentation, how to create a strategy and my strategy for Q1 2023. So I shared how you can create a strategy and I shared my strategy that I'm implementing and executing. And most of my members could ask questions. And then also they shared what their strategy was for Q1 of 2023. We also did a presentation on strategic preparedness, the things that business owners and investors need to have in place right now, the minimum, the bare minimum from a strategic preparedness point of view. So for example, what do you need to have in place with regards to food, water, home defense, and more? And we also had a presentation on resilience strategies. Resilience strategies. And in that presentation, I shared how you can decentralize yourself, your family, your community, your business, and your investments from systems that are in the process of collapsing. And then we also had a presentation done on how to defend yourself and your family and how to set up a home defense plan. One of our Mastermind members that are very knowledgeable in that area and has a lot of skills when it comes to that presented that topic, and that was fascinating. So these have been some of the presentations that we've done just as part of our live Zoom calls. And then within our Mastermind, there's three areas that we focus on: sovereignty, freedom, and legacy. So sovereignty is becoming a sovereign individual and family and community and not being 100% reliant on systems that are in the process of collapsing right now that the world operates and runs on. So that we cover a lot of that. We focus a lot on decentralization strategies and defensive strategies. And then with freedom, we look at how you can build a business during these times, how you can grow your business during these times, and then also how you can become financially free and how you can diversify your income streams over different asset classes and different niches. So one asset class or niche being wiped out doesn't wipe out your income stream. And then legacy is a big focus. You know, we want to focus on leaving it, but the big focus in our Mastermind group is how to live it. So we create content in those three areas. Now, the big theme in the first quarter of this year has been defensive wealth strategies and tactics. And there are, I published so many content pieces in that, in under that topic, defensive wealth strategies and tactics, because if you have these things in place, then you can focus on, you know, go and growing your business and growing your investment portfolio and capitalizing on opportunities. First, you got to protect yourself, your family, your community, your business, and your investments. And now you can go out and build and grow and multiply it. So some great content pieces there, whether it's how to create your own family office structure, asset protection and estate planning 101 and 201, how to set up a lifetime of tax-free liquidity and income, how to buy your future net worth and lock in your health today. We also published some advanced planning content. We did some content on premium finance life insurance, captive life insurance, deferred sales trust, and then risk management strategy and tactics and continuity planning for personal business and investments. So a ton of content we published already under defensive wealth strategy and tactics. Then we also have a Cashflow Avengers Rolodex. And this Rolodex consists out of the team members, which are part of our wealth team, which all of our mastermind members have access to. And they'll also get to interact with them in the future as these team members come on and do presentations or just join us for happy hour calls, which is done live on Zoom. And then we also have a parallel economy and members Rolodex where members can list themselves, their businesses. Everybody gets to know everyone and everybody knows what everybody's doing. So the goal there is eventually to have this tribe where folks are doing business with each other and everybody knows each other and we support each other inside of the group. We also have a deal flow of our community with preferred operators and members, which we've posted, a deal. And then eventually we'll post some, you know, educational content with regards to strategy creation and business creation and business growth. One of the really cool things in the first 2 months is we have a community, a Cashflow Nevada community. It's like a social media group, which we host on Kajabi, and people can jump on there daily, post updates, post information, comment on each other's post. You know, just another vehicle for just intelligence sharing and posting relevant content to business owners and investors that want to protect and build wealth during turbulent times. So that's what's been going on in our mastermind, Cashflow Nirvana. It's very exciting. Like I mentioned, great, incredible caliber of people that's already joined our group. And I want to invite you to join it. If you're a business owner or investor that's looking for a tribe that, you know, you feel like you're out there and you're alone because you're seeing stuff and nobody else is seeing it. You understand what is going on in reality and you want to find other like-minded folks with shared values that are also living in reality, seeing things and kind of have an idea where things are going and you don't quite have, all the answers or have a lot of solutions. Well, you can plug into a community like this because this is what we're focusing on. We're focusing on recognizing the challenges, recognizing the really tough times ahead. And also we keep on monitoring the challenges, but we're really focusing on solutions of how do we turn that into opportunities. Cashflow Nirvana is my main focus and priority for this year and in the coming years, because I can tell you right now, the greatest asset that you will have as a business owner and investor in the next decade is going to be a tribe. And we are building something really special here that a lot of people are going to need and want to be a part of in the future. As things get worse, as more changes are coming, more rapid changes, more disruption, more chaos, as that's continuing. And of course, the economy is getting worse. More and more people are going to want to join something that we have and that we've built and that we've grown. So I want to invite you to join us. You could go to cashflownirvana.com, cashflownirvana.com. Until next time, live infinitely.